This is Mark's Almanac, a look back at history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's February 13th, and on this date in 1837, a riot happened in New York City over flour. Tension stemmed from a public meeting called by a faction of the Democratic Party to protest out-of-control prices on the stuff. Fueled by the panic of 1837, the cost had doubled from $6 per barrel to $12. And when no one seemed to be listening, the chaos ensued. Hungry workers ravaged private stockrooms filled with sacks of flour, which had been previously hoarded. To make matters worse, a rumor had been circulating around town that 4 weeks' supply of flour was on hand. A few days later, crowds stormed the warehouse, broke down the doors and smashed windows, and then proceeded to roll and tumble out some 500 to 600 barrels of flour into the street. 40 people were arrested. And was on this date in 1971, Vice President Spiro Agnew somehow managed to peg three spectators with a few errant golf balls during a tournament. He was on a course in Palm Springs when he proceeded to shank a ball off his driver into the gallery, injuring a 66-year-old man, and then the ball ricocheted to hit the man's wife on the arm, but that wasn't the end of it. As he hit another ball, it hit the ankle of a 35-year-old woman who had to be transported to a nearby hospital for x-rays. This bit of bad luck on the course spread to his office when he turned out to be the only vice president to resign amid allegations that he accepted bribes 2 years later. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.